And if you also signed up for text messaging and alerts, then we'll try to send it out to you via that way as well. So we'll get you the link to the notes as soon as we are finished here. I see Shauna on my team just said, you got it, Stu. Thank you, Shauna. I appreciate that. Okay. So the first membership model is the publisher model. Now, the publisher model, the way I want you to think about it, this is where you are publishing fresh new content on a regular basis. Okay, it's just like an online magazine. Now, here's the key to this one, though, is that oftentimes we think the more content I create, the more value I provide. Not true. The number one reason that people cancel from a membership is overwhelm. So it's not that the content isn't any good, that it's too much. And the moment that seed is planted that they can't keep up, they start asking themselves, why am I paying for something that I'm not using? So with a publisher model, what we got to remember is we want to limit the amount of content. In fact, with this, what's interesting is that less is best. And so I'm going to give you some general rules of thumb as it relates to how much content, okay? This is very general, okay? But general rule of thumb is you don't want to exceed more than 60 minutes of learning time per week. So typically what I would encourage people to do is to focus on one primary deliverable per week that does not exceed more than 60 minutes. Now, the reason for that is that you don't want people constantly learning, and not doing. You want to strike a balance between learning and doing. Because if they are doing, then they're going to make progress. If they make progress, they will stay. If there's no doing, then it's a matter of time before they leave. So the memberships that thrive long-term, their members are making progress. I've never heard anybody canceling from a membership because they are making too much progress. Like, that just doesn't happen, right? Like, you don't hear people say, oh, you know what, Stu? Buddy, listen, I am making way too much progress, experiencing way too much success, so I'm out. No. People don't say that. So as long as people are making progress, they will stay. So with a publisher model, just really keep that in mind. Less is best. Number two is a UPS model. And this is where you are delivering a package of content on a regular basis. So again, coming back to some of those examples we shared earlier with Anna DiGilio, she's essentially delivering a package of lesson plans. Think of Andrew Krauss. He's delivering a package of Facebook ad templates. I think of Paul Evans from the site Teen Life Ministries. He helps serve youth ministers, okay? And so the typical youth minister, they have full-time jobs during the week, and then they're scrambling on a Saturday to prepare a Sunday sermon. And so what Paul does is he has a membership site that provides them a PowerPoint presentation with a sermon that is done. So all they got to do is just make a couple tweaks, and bada bing, bada boom, they're off to the races, right? He's creating convenience. And so he delivers that package of content each and every month. So a UPS delivers a package of content. Number three is a coaching membership. Now, let me ask you this. If anybody has already, if you're helping people by delivering a course, let me know in the comments. Just say course in the comments because you're going to want to pay attention to the coaching membership in particular. So if that's you, just let me know in the comments. Just say course. Anna Runyon, by the way, just said less is definitely best. That's the number one thing I've learned from Stu. Anna had not one but two different memberships. And again, from just making a few tweaks, she saw growth in those memberships by changing the way in which she structured her content. Oh my goodness gracious me. Look at you guys. Holy moly, look at all the course people. Wowzers. Okay, this is awesome. By the way, I love this interaction because it gives me a much greater understanding of who you are and how we can show up and help. So, okay, you guys are awesome. This is incredible. So here's what I want you to do. I saw somebody say virtual paint parties. Yes, that would be you too because I want you to pay attention to this. When people come to the end of a course, what's the typical thing that you've most likely heard? You've most likely heard somebody say, Well, wait a minute. Well, what's going to happen to the community? Well, wait a minute. Where do I go if I got questions as I start implementing this? Well, wait a minute. Like, what's going to happen, right? Like, so there's this bit of panic because in a course, we teach people what to do and how to do it. But oftentimes, the actual implementing of the material comes after the course is finished. And this, my friend, is where the biggest opportunity is for you and I if we are selling courses. Because a back-end coaching membership allows us to support our people in the implementation of what we have taught them in the course. So again, in the course, we teach them what to do and how to do it. But a back-end membership supports people in implementing that material. So a coaching membership is typically a membership that supports people in implementing. It's typically where you have perhaps group coaching calls, or you have support materials that again help people implement what they've learned easier and faster. This is where you have like live Q&As and things like that. But it's supportive content, not necessarily teaching a whole bunch of new content. It's just supporting people in implementing what they have learned in the course. Okay? So that's for those of you who've got courses, I want you to do a happy dance right now. You should be high-fiving each other virtually, you know, shabam, because you're in a great position. Okay, number four. This would be a modular. Whoa, Stewie, that's a little squiggly. Hang on. Modular or drip. Now, this is typically a membership site that has the content laid out for months and months and months. And it's dripped little by little. So a perfect example is Yuri Elkane. He has a membership site for health professionals. And what he has more than 2 years worth of content now. Now, he didn't start with 2 years worth of content, right? He started with a few months of content and then continuously built it. And what happens is when somebody joins his membership, they start on day number one and they get day number one's worth of content. And then day number two, he delivers another little bit of content. And then day number three, he delivers another little bit of content. So it's like a course in the sense of it's dripped out, but it's dripped out over a much longer period of time, and it's in smaller bite-sized chunks. It's really important because, again, it's not just about the information, right? We want people to use it. We want people to implement it. If you information barf on them, they're going to be like overwhelmed, right? And they're never going to do anything with it. And that doesn't serve them and it doesn't serve you. The long-term health of your membership is dependent on your people's ability to make progress. If they make progress, they stay. You want to celebrate the progress that people are making. You want to obsess over the progress that people make. You want to obsess over their results. Like in our company, we obsess over your results. All we do is think about how we can help you implement the material, get the results faster. Implement the material easier, get the results faster. Easier, faster, easier, faster. That's what we obsess over because we know the long-term health of our company is dependent on our ability to help you get results. If we can't help you get results, then guess what? In today's world, in the social media, it's inevitable. Long-term sales are going to die. But the opposite is also true. If we continue to help you get results and everybody else listening, results, 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 guess what we become known for? We become known for helping people get results. And you can ask anybody in our tribe community. We obsess over this, which is why we have literally thousands and thousands of stories of people implementing and getting results in all kinds of different markets. The same is true for you. And that's why I'm saying, like, when we think about a modular or drip, you don't want to overwhelm them or overload them again. Bite-sized chunks. We'll talk more about this on our next live training when we get on Monday, when we're talking specifically about content. But a modular drip is just like it sounds. You're taking the content, you're dripping it out over time. Okay, number five. This is a community membership. No, so in this, I'm thinking about Leslie Varenik. Okay. So Leslie has an amazing membership specifically for Christian women who are in damaging relationships. Okay. And, this, Does Leslie teach in this membership? Absolutely. But I think most importantly, this is a community-based membership that allows these women to come together who have shared experience to create a safe environment for them to help them navigate the situation that they've got at home. And you can imagine like how important that support structure and that network is right now. Can you imagine those women who are in damaging or dangerous relationships right now and being quarantined? Like, they need, absolutely need that community structure, right? And that's exactly what Leslie provides them inside of her membership. So it's more certainly a focus on community. Now, number six is you could have a combo. So you could have little bits of any of these, right? Like, you could have a little bit of a publisher model, perhaps a little bit of a coaching model, definitely a little bit of community model sprinkled in there. So you could have a combination of these. Now, what I want to do is I want to hear from you. What of those models rings true for you? Is it the publisher? Is it the UPS? Is it the coaching? Is it the modular or drip? Community or combo? Let me know in the comments. Now, what I also want to do, as you guys are letting me know that, I want to tell you about some bonus models. I see, whoa, lots of combos. Coaching, combo, community, lots of combos. Modular, publisher, modular drip, back-end coaching, combo, coaching. Holy moly. You guys are fast and furious. I love it. Coaching, combo. UPS is like, think of it like we could call it the FedEx models, where you're delivering a package of content each month, like the lesson plans, like the templates, that kind of thing. Somebody said not sure. I think that was somebody said not sure. So this might be a question for tomorrow, by the way. If you have questions, again, I want to remind you, tomorrow I'm going live at 3 p.m. to answer all questions. So if you got questions, I want you to ask them, because tomorrow we are going to go live when I'm going to be answering them. Okay, awesome. So a lot of you obviously connect with different parts of this. Now, the three bonus models that I want to give you have definitely seen an emergence over the last year. And I want to give credit where credit is due. Susan Bradley, who is in our tribe community, has really raised my awareness to these new models that have emerged, because she does a lot of work with e-commerce sellers, right? And there's some exciting developments as it relates to membership models and e-commerce. And so let me give you a couple extra bonuses here. So one simple membership model is the VIP model. This is where, Amazon Prime has made this so popular, right? What do? We pay on an annual basis to Amazon, and in exchange, we get different perks. That's exactly what a VIP membership is. So think about this. Like, think if you're a product seller, an e-commerce seller. What are we always trying to do as e-commerce sellers? We're trying to, bring our customers back to buy more often. Well, what a VIP membership does is it extends certain perks to them. So things like, exclusive sneak peeks at new products, or the ability to buy these new products before anybody else, or like front of the line access. It could be discounts. It could be, faster shipping. Like, there's all kinds of little perks that we can include, but people pay for that as part of being a VIP. Okay, so it's a new innovative model that's super simple for a product seller to implement. Right, this is a model that literally could be implemented overnight and immediately generate a cash influx of business. I want to give you another example of somebody who did something very similar to this. It was actually kind of a bit of a combo. There's a woman, her name is Beth. She posted this in our community earlier this week. So she has a pet grooming business, okay? And, you know, right now, obviously, you know, the pet grooming business has come to a screeching halt. And so what she did was she started to think about her market. Remember, I always shared with you earlier, start with your customer. So she did, and she realized that, you know, what do her customers want? Well, they want, as soon as they can bring their pets in to get groomed, they want to be front of the line. I can relate to this. I have a golden doodle, and she is a shaggy dog right now. And so so what she did, she went out to her customers, and she said, look, she said, come join us as part of this membership, and you will get VIP. Oops, hang on. I want to underline that with a red so we know what I'm talking about here. Oh, you sugar muffins. There we go. She said, you will get VIP front of the line access. So as soon as we open doors, you will be able to get your dog groomed first. And then in addition to that, she rolled it right into a regular grooming session. Because most of her clients anyway were coming, whether it be bi-weekly or weekly or every other month. So she created two different plans. She created a basic plan and a deluxe plan. And the deluxe plan is, you know, includes some extras like, you know, teeth brushing and nail clipping and all that kind of stuff. But what happened was she rolled this membership out with that VIP treatment on the front end. She ended up generating just over $30,000 from this campaign. It was earlier this week, which automatically rolls into the membership for the regular grooming sessions, and that's going to translate into more than $360,000 in the next year. And so again, it's a very simple model, this whole VIP thing. Now, another model. Is the subscription box. Now, we got some great examples of this in our community. Sarah Williams is a great example. In the last year, she's grown her subscription box from 300 members to more than 2,000 members. Now, obviously, that for her was significant because she also has a retail shop and has had to close the retail shop because of all of this. And the membership is has been generating and paying for her staff, herself, etc. Is keeping everything going, has relieved all that stress, right? And so the subscription box is where, you know, she, you know, bundles a bunch of things in a box. And in her case, she provides monogrammed items, and they're seasonal based on like what's happening throughout the year. She does a beautiful job of this. And so she sends out a subscription box. Julie Ball is another great example, has the Spark Hustle Grow box. You know, again, it's similar thing where she's sending a physical box out in the mail to her subscribers. It's like Christmas time, right? Like subscribers love that. They love getting that. So another great model. Last one I want to share with you is Project of the Month. And so the Project of the Month is kind of like a combination where you are sending out a physical kit, if you will, along with online instructions. So I think of Casey Hope and her calligraphy membership. She sends out a physical item each month to her members, but she also has instructional videos, you know, online in a members area. So it's a project of the month. We see this, Shelly Brander does something very similar in the knitting market. She sends a kit. And then, you know, tutorials and lessons in a members area. So there's lots of different ways to do this, but it's that combination of both the physical and the digital together, right? Okay, so again, recap the bonus membership models. You've got the VIP, you got the subscription box, and you got the project of the month. All right, my friends. What I want you to do as we look to wrap up, and again, between us girls, you're not going to want to go anywhere because it's going to look like we're going to be wrapping up, but there is a super secret segment just for you being here live, okay? So hang tight. But what I want to know in the comments, I want you to take a minute and I want you to let me know what your number one aha is or your number one takeaway. So in the comments, I want you to type number one, aha, and then tell me what it is in the comments. So take a minute right now and just share this. Thank you, Deb. Deb says, this has been epic. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Somebody said, getting great clarity here. Thanks, dude. You're welcome. Okay, let's see. Number one, less is best. Less is more. Great. A membership would be great for... gosh, I lost it so fast. I'm going to definitely go back through these. I can't wait to have a moment to go back through and see your ahas. So please, yeah, keep letting me know. I saw that one of the ahas was that I could do this. Yes, whoever said that, boom, high five. Yes, yes, yes. Somebody just said amazing info, awesome. The membership models. I see lots of people mentioning that less is best. The project of the month, that's great. So you get clarity there. Another project of the month. I see that from Scott. That's great. I saw somebody just say, I could do this. This is amazing. Awesome. Rob said it's easier than I thought. Yes. Listen, let me just quickly talk about that as people are sharing, because I'm going to go back through and I'm going to read these. More often than not, what happens is people overcomplicate things, right? Like we get in our own way. We make things so complex and it prevents us from making progress. I want to share an amazing story of a woman. Her name's Cheryl Hatch. Cheryl wanted to launch a membership site, but the thing that freaked her out was the technology, right? Like she was getting all twisted up because, you know, she wasn't very technical. And I don't know if anybody can relate to this. But you know, tech wasn't her thing. So she was getting in all of her head about like, oh my goodness, like what platform should I be using for the membership site? And wait, who's going to build it? Oh my gosh. Like I got to learn all this new, you know, all this new technology. I hate technology. All I want to do is just teach, right? Like how many of us can relate to that? Right. Oh, here's how we know that we're definitely, you know, live and at home, hashtag working from home. My dog Callie is barking at somebody walking by. But anyways, here, maybe we'll bring her in. Here, let me go get her. 1 second. Callie, come on. Come say hi. Come here. Okay. Come here, good girl. Here we go. There's Callie. So, if you hear some barking, this is our big lioness who is keeping us safe during the quarantine. Right, Cal? Yes, thank you. So, that's the reality. We do have, you know, our working from home here. Our working from home. Okay. So, anyway, I was telling you about Cheryl Hatch. So, she wanted to launch a membership site. The technology freaked her out. And, but she didn't let that stop her. And here's the question I want you to write down. Okay. I want you to write this question down. I want you to underline this question, and I want you to really camp out on this question. The question she asked herself is, how could I keep this super simple? How could I keep this super simple? Write that question down. How could I keep this super simple? So for her, the technology was the thing, the sticking point that was holding her up. So the way she kept it super simple, she said, well, I'm familiar with email. So instead of worrying about the technology for a members area, why don't I just send the content via email every week? And here's the amazing part. For 2 years, 2 years, Cheryl sent the content for her membership via email. And here's the crazy part about this. She welcomed more than 650 paying members before she ever transitioned to a members area. She just sent everything via email. She kept it super simple. She didn't let the technology get in the way of her being able to serve all of those people. But can you imagine what would have happened if she had let the technology stop her? She would have been spinning, 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 spinning. I want to do this. 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 And never actually doing it. But instead, Cheryl got out of her own way. And she asked herself that question, how can I keep this super simple? And for her, delivering the content via email was super simple. So she ran with that. And for 2 years, grew the membership to 650 plus members before she ever transitioned to a members area. You can do this. You can do this. You got to get out of your own way. You got to keep it super simple, and you got to keep moving forward, my friend. Okay, you guys are awesome. I have just absolutely thoroughly appreciated the engagement in the comments, and I just want to acknowledge you for showing up today and being all in. We have another session that's going to be coming up on Monday. Monday, April. What is Monday? Let me just see here. Hang on. I'll just check my calendar. Or maybe I should do this on my phone. What is Monday? Monday is the 27th. Okay. So Monday, April 27th at 3 p.m. Eastern, we're going to be going live again in the second session, and I'm going to be sharing with you what to actually provide in the content or in the membership, what content to provide in the membership, okay? So that's Monday, April 27th. That's part number two where I'm going to focus on content. That's at 3 p.m. Eastern. Again, you'll receive an email with the